music, that's my world. Lots of booze to start my night out right. Bright lights and go-go girls got my brain all in a whirl. A jukebox playing loud, oh what a night. There's not a doubt in my mind I'll be lonesome. In the morning when my head is clear. Right now I'm trying not to think about it. Drinking all these mixed drinks, beer with tears. Bright lights and go-go girls. Country music, that's my world. Lots of booze to start my night out right. Lights and go-go girls got my brain all in a whirl. A jukebox playing loud, oh what a night. For a while when you left me I was lonely,
lonely.
But I finally found an outlet for my fears. Where the waitress has a recipe for tears. Bright lights and go-go girls. Country music, that's my world. Lots of booze to start my night out right. Bright lights and go-go girls. Got my brain all in a whirl. A jukebox playing loud, oh what a night. A jukebox playing loud for one night.
That was Bernie Walden with Bright Lights and Go-Go Girls. That's on the Floyd label out of Indiana. You are listening to BRC Radio, and I want to thank Charlie and Joe for having me. This is my first show. Really excited to be a part of it. Don't have a name yet. Still working on the title. But I have a great selection, I think, of records today. We're mostly doing country, but I'm sure I'll be throwing in some other stuff in the future. Up next, you're going to be hearing I Can Read Your Mind by Brenda Carter. That's on Pappy Daly's D label. That was produced by one of my favorite country singers, Eddie Nowak. After that, we're going to have some Whitey Schaefer with Violet May on King Records from 1970. And to follow up with that one, we'll have Red Rhodes and the Detours doing The Conspiracy of Homer Jones.
I've been reading books like crazy on how to get ESP. And now that I'm succeeding in mental telepathy. Reading your mind. Hey, that's not can read your mind.
Violet May, most folks say, brought this community down. Unsatisfied men knew she had the only red light in town. And all the women folk blamed her when their men came home late and prayed for the day when they could walk on the grave of Violet May. 3 years ago, this was so, Violet lost her life. Nobody knew what happened, 'cause the sheriff, he kept it quiet. In an unmarked grave where the weeds grow tall, they laid that woman away. They all felt they buried their guilt in the grave of Violet May. That summer when the weeds started growing up high and her memory started to fade, somebody hoed all the weeds away from the grave of Violet May. Suddenly her memory was bringing jealous couples to court. Even the county judge had to grant himself his own divorce. Once again Violet laughed at them from beneath 6 feet of clay, while they wondered who hold the weeds away from the grave of Violet May. That summer when the weeds start growing up high and her memory starts to fade, somebody holds all the weeds away from the grave of Violet May.
Jones was a man who loved his black-eyed bays and cornbread. He loved to plow the earth and go hunting with all of his hound dogs. With a three-day gray beard on his face, at the break of dawn, he put his overalls on, throw corn to the chickens, milk the cows, and then fed the hogs. He had a young wife who let her down laugh, and a hired hand who was a handsome man, and it didn't take long for them to love one another. But it didn't take long for Homer Jones to become a bachelor, with jealousy in one eye, satisfaction in the other. For the wisdom of his neighbors had been self-ordained. Homer had them mumbling in confusion every Monday, 'cause Homer got his wagon out and then he hitched up his favorite mule, and he always went to church with them on Sunday. One day the high sheriff came and told Homer there'd been numerous complaints about the disappearance of his hired hand and Homer's missus. With total confusion on the sheriff's face, he took one last look and left Homer's place, and Homer just grinned and went on about his business. Well, the things the county thought they knew were the things they knew they couldn't prove.
of the curious grew much longer. They kept looking for something that they couldn't find, 'cause the structure of their simple minds couldn't cope with the intellectual thoughts of Homer. Church with them on Sunday. Homer Jones was a cautious man, superior to the inferior plan of finding dirt on his hands and doing unrighteous labor. Every day his system he stopped by his base, looking for the answer on Homer's face, but he scrambled a mind when he smiled and said, howdy neighbor. And then late at night when the ground was damp, old Homer would swing his kerosene lamp so everyone could see and hear his revengeful laughter. Well, the hound dogs knew what Homer done. Well, they howled and whined but couldn't tell anyone or show the congregation where to find what they was after. Well, the wisdom of his neighbors had been self-ordained. Homer had them mumbling in confusion every Monday. 'Cause Homer wagging out, did a hitch up his favorite mule. Yeah, they always went to church with them on Sunday. Well, the wisdom of his neighbors had been self-ordained. Homer had them mumbling in confusion every Monday. 'Cause Homer got his wagging out, did a hitch up his favorite mule. Yeah, they always went to church with them on Sunday.
Alrighty, thank you, Red Rhodes, for that Dallas Frazier cover. Up next, we got Carl Butler doing Wonder Drug. This is from 1962 in the flip of his big hit, Don't Let Me Cross Over. We're going to follow that with Connie Eaton and Dave Peel doing the classic Ray Charles, Hit the Road Jack. And then we're going to do another classic song. This is Shotgun Boogie by Tennessee Ernie Ford. This is his 1953 recording, the one I prefer over the one he did a few years later in 1957. This one has Speedy West on steel guitar and Jimmy Bryant on guitar. Just a great, great song. Hope you enjoy it.
There's streptomycin, ilotiacin, oreomycin too. These wonder drugs are wonderful, the miracles they do. These tiny pills can cure most ills, even before they start. Why can't they find a wonder drug to heal a broken heart? When teardrops start to fall in, the symptoms plain to see. You just can't win, you know you're in for chronic misery. Of all the doctors in the world, there must be one so smart that he can find a wonder drug to heal a broken heart. Now alcohol won't help at all, though some folks think it will. It numbs the brain but leaves the pain of heartaches lingering still. And penicillin's fine for killing lots of things that start. Why can't they find a wonder drug to heal a broken heart? Though it's not often fatal, it causes great despair. It lasts for years and brings on tears almost too great to bear. I'd like to talk to Dr. Salk, see if he won't start to try to find a wonder drug to heal a broken heart.
Thank you. the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
Oh, woman, don't you treat me so mean. You're the meanest old woman that I ever seen. I guess if you say so, I gotta pack my bags and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no
baby. Listen, baby, don't you treat me this way, 'cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, 'cause it's understood, you ain't got no money and you just ain't no good.
And I guess if you say so, I gotta pack my bags and go.
Now that's right, hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
Please.
Honey, you are mean.
But you just don't understand.
Well, you just hit the road.
There it stands in the corner with the barrels so straight. I look out the window and over the gate. The big fat rabbits are jumping in the grass. Wait till they hear my old shotgun blast. Shotgun boogie, I done saw your track. Look out, Mr. Rabbit, when I cock my hammer back. Well, over on the ridge is a scaly bark. Hickory nuts are big, you can see them in the dark. The big fat squirrels, they scratch and they fight. I'll be on that ridge before daylight with the shotgun boogie. All I need is one shot. Look out, bushy tail, tonight you'll be in the pot. I met a pretty gal, she was tall and thin. I asked her what she had, she said a Fox 410. I looked her up and down, said, boy, this is love. So we headed for the brush to shoot a big fat dove. Shotgun boogie, boy, the feathers flew. Look out, Mr. Dove, when she draws a bead on you. I sat down on a log, took her on my lap. She said, wait a minute, bud, you got to see my pap. He's got a 16-gauge choked down like a rifle. He don't like a man that's gonna trifle. Shotgun boogie, draws a bead so fine. Look out, big boy, he's loaded all the time. Called on her pap like a gentleman oughter. He said, no brush hunter's gonna get my daughter. He cocked back the hammer right on the spot. When the gun went off, I outrun the shot. Shotgun boogie, I wanted wedding bells. I'll be back, little gal, when your pappy runs out of shells.
Alrighty, Ernie, thank you. Up next, we got Leon Payne, the blind balladeer. He's doing a song called Lumberjack that he penned himself. Most folks might be more familiar with the Johnny Cash version. Leon Payne, great songwriter. He also wrote I Love You Because, Lost Highway, famously done by Hank Williams. Up next, we have, we're going into a little bit of Alabama here. This is on Woodrich Records out of Woodrich, Alabama, later Lexington. This is Danny Edwards doing Just Benny and Me, a good little truckin' tune. Up next, we have Polly Christian covering Lawton Williams' Cold, Cold Hands. That's out of the Coleman, Alabama area on the 3-Star label. And then we're going to follow that with one more Alabama artist. This is Johnny Gore doing Hey, Hey, Mr. Gardner. That's from 1971.
I was born on a farm out in Iowa. I pulled the tall corn and I worked in the hay. Got trapped by a girlie, but I wriggled free. I heard the timber out in Oregon calling me. Won't you tell me something, Mr. Lumberjack? Is it one for forward and three for back? Is it two for stop and four for go? Boy, ask the whistle punk, I don't know. I learned this fact from a logger named Ray. You don't cut timber on a windy day. Stay out of the woods when the moisture's low, or you ain't gonna live to collect your dough. Won't you tell me something, Mr. Lumberjack? Is it one for forward and three for back? Is it two for stop and four for go? Boy, ask the whistle puck, I don't know. Well, you work in the woods from morning till night. You laugh and you sing and you cuss and fight. On Saturday night you go to Eugene, and on Sunday morning your pockets are clean. Won't you tell me something, Mr. Lumberjack? Is it one for forward and three for back? Is it two for stop and four for go? Boy, ask the whistle puck, I don't know. In the winter you work, in the rain and sleet. In the summer you darn near die from the heat. You're so doggone tired, you sleep in your socks. And you dream of Paul Bunyan in his big blue box. Won't you tell me something, Mr. Lumberjack? Is it one for forward and three for back? Is it two for stop and four for go? Boy, ask the whistle punk, I don't know. Is it two for stop and four for go? Boy, ask the whistle punk, I don't know.
Well, I left home last Friday late, headed into the night. I poured on a cold, really let her roll to the big town before daylight. Out 66, I took my fix, now I'm gonna let her leave. 2 days and nights without any sleep. Just Benny and me. Just Benny and me and myself next week. Gonna drive this rig all night. At the end of the line, everything'll be fine. I'll be home by Saturday night. I'll park this heap and get some sleep after I've seen my sweet. But in the meantime, everything is fine. Just Benny and me. Drive this rig all night. I can climb any hill after taking this pill, cause tonight is Saturday night. I'll park this heap and get some sleep after I've seen my sweet. But in the meantime, everything is fine. Just Benny and me. Just Benny and me. Just Benny and me.
They lay in stand by the highway in the shadows so deep. I'm praying, dear Lord, have mercy on him. What will I do with this plain golden band? I can't place it on his cold.
Make a lot of sense not to try and jump that fence, you don't belong to you. Remember little Jimmy Brown, he tried to fool around, they hung his ear to a limb and his feet drug the ground, and I'm the one that cut him down. Hey, 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 Mr. Gardener, keep your mind on your work and keep your hands in the dirt and keep your eyes off another man's wife. Hey, 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 Mr. Gardener, keep your mind on your work and keep your hands in the dirt and keep your eyes off another man's wife. Now you can work all day in a little patch of clay and make it home every night.
Make it home every night.
If you do what you're thinking, pretty soon they'll be sinking you down, and I'll dig the hole in the ground. Hey, 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 Mr. Gardener, keep your mind on your work and keep your hands in the dirt and keep your eyes off another man's wife.
All right.
You better take a fool's advice.
Uh-huh.
If you want to make it home every night,
that's right.
You better take it home every night.
All right, that's the end of our Alabama set. You are listening to BRC Radio. Got a great list of songs for you here today. Up next, we're going to have a Bob Lumen tune. This is titled The Gun. This is from 1970. Lumen's probably best known for his song Let's Think About Living from 1960. This is kind of the opposite of that song, so we're gonna check that one out. Followed by that, we're going to have Jimmy Lloyd, Where the Rio de Roso Flows. This is from 1957. Lloyd is probably better known as Jimmy Logsdon. Had a lot of country stuff on King Records. Then we're going to follow him up with Linda Brannon, I'll Be Lonesome When You're Gone. This is also from 1957. Brannon, a member of the Louisiana Hayride, joined the cast that same year. She released this record at the age of 17. So we're going to check these songs out. Hope you enjoy them, and we'll have more after that set.
A million things run through my mind here in this cheap motel. As I compose a final note that tells the world farewell, and drink a toast to her and hope she's proud of what she's done, and hope my hands won't fail me when it's time to use the gun.
When it's time to use the gun.
It's not her fault. She's not the kind that makes a decent wife, and cheating has been known to make a man take his own life. It's true that roses just can't grow in beds that have no sun. I
hammer's cut. Now all I need is the strength to use the gun.
Strength to use the gun.
The headlines in the paper catch my eye there on the bed. Man to walk on moon, at least I think that's what it said. That I could go with them, ain't they the lucky ones? Wish she loved me so I wouldn't have to use the gun.
Wouldn't I use the
gun? Outside the door I hear a voice, the pounding of a fist. Who dare invade my privacy at a time like this? As I take the chain lock from the door and to my arms she runs, screaming loud with every breath, please don't use the gun.
Please don't use the gun.
I'll stay with you. Please don't use the gun.
There's a place I've been and I'm going back. If I have to walk every mile of track back to San Antonio, where Rio Rio de Rosa flows, I'm gonna settle down.
I'll be lonesome when you're gone. know is showing. For your love I cannot own. It's so hard, but still I'm knowing.
Linda Brannon. All right, we got another great set for y'all. Gonna probably be wrapping it up soon, but I think I have one or two sets left. Up next, we have something right across the street from Alabama. This is out of Atlanta. This is Leo's Records. This is the Melody Boys. Who'll Do the Crying Over You? This is from 1959. Then we're going to follow these up with a couple of Harry Glenn-related records. This one that's going to follow up the Melody Boys is Penny Joyce doing A Queen, A King, and A Joker. That's on Glenn's H&K label. And then this other one will be on Glenn's Glenn record label. This is Billy Hall, Headed for the River. That's from 1961. And then we'll probably squeeze in one more with that set. We'll have Melvin Ensley, Bringing the Blues to My Door. That's from 1957 on RCA.
Joker. falls, you'll come back my way. Then I won't have to use pretty words to sweet talk him. Now I'm the queen, he is my king, and she is a joker. Now I'm the queen, he is my king, and she is a joker.
Working on the chain gang with my brother Jake. There was still a day that we both made a break. Jake tried to make him, but a bullet cut him down. The last time I seen him, he was laying on the ground. The last time I seen him, he was laying on the ground. Well, they soon had me spotted, so I was forced to run. Behind me was a man with a long black gun. I lifted up the cover of a city manhole. Down, down I went where it's dark and cold. Down, down I went where it's dark and cold. There ain't nothing down here but the rats and me. I'm wading through water up to my knees. It's a mighty long way, but I gotta keep a going till I get to the end where the big river's flowing. Till I get to the end where the big river's flowing. Heading for the river and I'm deep underground. Hoping I'll make it and they don't knock me down. Running from the man with a long black gun. I'm heading for the river, gotta run, run, run. Heading for the river, gotta run, run, run. Got some cigarette snipes that I can't smoke, cause my matches got wet when my rope belt broke. I lost my shoes back a mile or so. I wanna move fast, but I gotta move slow. I wanna move fast, but I gotta move slow. There's a big iron band on each of my legs, and my feet feel like I'm walking on eggs. So dark down here that I can't see. Gotta get to the river where I'll be free. Gotta get to the river where I'll be free. At last I can see daylight just ahead. It's a darn good thing cause I'm almost dead. But what do I see out there in the sun? The shadow of a man with a long black gun. The shadow of a man with a long black gun. Heading for the river and I'm deep underground. Hoping I'll make it and they don't knock me down. He's waiting out there with a long black gun. Heading for the river, but I'm done, done, done. Heading for the river, but I'm done, done, done.
Sun's going down over the trees. Nighttime is coming once more. Where can she be? Echoes a breeze, bringing the blues to my door. Oh, whippoorwill over the hill. Ain't sounded that blue before. I hear that train coming again, bringing the blues to my door. It's nothing new, just a review of lonely days gone by. But oh, how long can this go on? Sometimes I almost die.
My old guitar knows what I mean. It's all I have anymore. The longest night I've ever seen, bringing the blues to my door.
Melvin Ensley. So we're about to wrap things up. I got one more set for y'all before I have to get on out of here. Up next, we're going to have Durwood Daly doing East Dallas Dagger, great murder ballad if you're not familiar with it. That is also on Pappy Daly's D label. We're going to follow that up with Troubles by Charlie Parker. And no, not that Charlie Parker. This is on Nashville Records, written by Mel Tillis. This is from 1962. And then we're going to leave y'all with a great Marvin Rainwater number. This is Why Did You Have to Go and Leave Me? Lonesome Blues. Thank you again for tuning in. This is BRC Radio, and I look forward to the next show.
It was a cold and rainy morning. Sheriff Billy took a ride in his Model T to the riverside. Sweet Charlie, he's missing, cried his sweet little bride. So take a look in the river, I'm afraid he has died. Well, the sheriff walked all day along the wet river bed, a-looking in the waters so muddy and red. There he found sweet Charlie. When he stopped for a rest, he saw an East Dallas dagger sticking in his chest. Well, his head was in the water, his feet on the sand. A jug of corn squeezing was still in his hand. And an East Dallas dagger with a cold steel blade was a sticking sweet Charlie, and he sure was dead. Sheriff got suspicious and he said to Charlie's wife, tell me, little woman, is your East Dallas knife? Well, she must have got scared, she began to confess how we stabbed her sweet Charlie in the middle of the chest. We tied a chain around his ankles, a mule to the chain. We drug him to the river in the cold, cold rain. Well, they asked her why she done it, and here's what she said. I got tired of loving Charlie, she was loving me instead. Well, they put us both in prison, and we ain't got any hope. We're gonna hang tomorrow with a brand new rope. We took an East Dallas dagger with a cold steel blade, and we stuck it in sweet Charlie, and he sure is dead.
All I get from you. Every day when I come home, I sit and wait, and I wait all alone. Troubles, 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 that's all I get from you. Some of these days when I get enough, that'll be the day I'm gonna get tough. Don't you know it, baby, it'll be rough stuff when I walk out on you. That's all I get from you. Thank you.
bit and wonder where you've been. Troubles, 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 that's all I get from you. Some of these days when I get enough, that'll be the day I'm gonna get tough. Don't you know it, baby, it'll be rough stuff when I walk out on you. Well, troubles, 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 that's all I get from you.
I happened down a lonely street and glanced into a bar, and there sat a fella strumming on a broken-down guitar. Now you could tell his heart was broken, 'cause he cried as he sang, and his voice had that melancholy, lonesome sort of twang. Now I know not what the cause was or why he was so sad, but blues, that fella had 'em, and he really had 'em bad. I had my share of troubles in this world of push and shove, but nothing's hit me quite as hard as that heartsick song of love. Well, I just had to see you, look for you everywhere. I even haunted all the night spots, thought maybe then I decided to forget you and leave my cares behind. But woke up sick this morning, still had you on my mind. Yes, I woke up sick this morning, still had you on my mind. I've got those Bruno, why'd you have to go and leave lonesome blues? All those long nights awaiting, thought maybe you'd come home, but I guess you're gone forever. I guess the way to get you off my mind, is pack up all my memories and leave them all behind. Yes, I guess I'll have to leave here to get you off my mind. I've got those blues, oh, why'd you have to go and leave me lonesome blue? Lonesome blues.